The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And we're getting happy this week, or at least we're talking about some of the things we can do to make us happier according to the latest research.
Now, we don't think people can or should be happy all the time or that their happiness trumps personal responsibility, but we do have a desire to be a few steps above Debbie Downer. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
We found a great Time magazine article on the topic, and we've been sharing our spin on those this week.
Yes, and procrastination is one of those things that could be draining your happiness. Think about something you've been putting off. If you're avoiding it because it makes you anxious or you're afraid of failing, that will just make it even more nerve-wracking.
That's right. So you have to trick yourself a little bit to do what you need to do because getting it off your plate will probably make you happier. So first, do something that helps ease your stress, like exercising or doing something in your craft room or playing a game with the kids, and then tackle that thing. It will make it easier to do.
Good advice. Okay, here's one that's serious, but it could negatively affect your happiness. Being in a toxic relationship. You may need some help with this one. If you want to ask a counselor a question, but you aren't sure who to ask, we've got an online hotline on our website where you can ask something anonymously. We send your question to a therapist and then print the answer on our website. Just look under the topic advice and click on mental health for more information. You can find us at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.